I'm Mark McKenzie, and I'm joined now by Elizabeth Wrench, who's the chairman of the in-service SAFA committee for the Edinburgh Garrison, and one of the community volunteers, Noreen Stewart. Good to see you both. And Elizabeth, first of all, SAFA, it's an acronym. So what does it stand for anyone that doesn't know?
Okay, SAFA is the Soldiers, Sailors, Airmen and Families Association, combined with Forces Help. So two charities have come together, but generally we just talk about SAFA.
And there's different elements to SAFA. There's different levels that SAFA can get involved. You deal mainly with the in-service part.
That's right. SAFA offers a variety of services. The in-service part of SAFA that we deal with offers help to military families still serving, helping either soldiers or their families. Anyone who has a need can come to SAFA.
And what kind of needs? Because that could be broken down into many different ways. How would you describe it?
I think SAFA in Edinburgh does two main things. One is fundraising and making small grants where there is a financial need, sometimes through local schools, sometimes direct to families, sometimes referrals come through the welfare service, sometimes referrals come through the family's office. If there's a financial need, we'll try and help. And the other aspect is offering practical help to people who just need an extra hand, really. The way I try to describe it to people is if your mum lived around the corner, you would probably phone your mum. If your mum's not there, you're probably asking a friend. If for some reason your friends can't help you out, SAFA's there to come in and give you the hand that you need. We try and offer all the support we can.
Okay, Noreen, you're here today as well, and you've been a volunteer for a wee while now. Without going into case specifics, because we don't want to do that because we know it's a confidential service, what kind of things do you find yourself doing as a volunteer?
Well, Mark, you can be a befriender, you can go and some people might know anybody in the estate. You take them to the coffee mornings, you can take them to the mother and toddlers if they've got small children. You can also walk the dog if they've got one. Some people, if they've had a wee baby and they've got other children that needs to go to nurseries or playgroups, then obviously we can step in and take the child to the nursery or to the playgroup and bring it back home as well.
And this is a completely free service that you offer?
Oh yeah, completely free, yes. Yeah, SAFA covers everything. Even hospital visits, we can take you to the hospital, wait for you till you've had your appointment and then bring you home as well.
And Elizabeth, part of the reason you're here today is you're looking to run a training course. Now, you need a set number to be able to run this training course.
That's right. To get a training course run up in Scotland, we really need a minimum of 10 people, ideally 12. And when I've got that number committed to doing it, it's possible for me to then get central office to get trainers up here to run the course here, which saves people going down to London. So we are looking to recruit as many people as possible across the whole of Edinburgh Garrison. So that includes two Scots, it includes three rifles, and it obviously includes one Scots. But to run the training course, we're also keen to get people in from wherever there are people able or interested in volunteering. We will get you to Edinburgh, get you trained.
And you can't become a fully fledged volunteer until you've gone through this training process.
That's right. And one reason for that is the training course is an excellent course. And one of the important aspects that it covers is the aspect of confidentiality. This is a confidential service that we offer. People need to know they can come to SAFA with whatever their need, whether it's something very simple and straightforward, whether it's something a bit more complex, where they feel they need perhaps a bit more emotional support. They need to know they can come to us and that they're not going to find that suddenly they're being talked about at the school gate. It's all confidential. So if it's you need to know it's confidential if you use it. You need to know it's confidential if you want to help offer the service.
Now, obviously, that's one of the attributes you're looking for in somebody, that they're going to have to be trustworthy in that respect. What else makes a good volunteer?
I think someone who knows the community and is able just to get in there and be yourself and engage people's trust.
I mean, the first time you go to somebody's door, you don't know them, they don't know you. It can be a wee bit nerve-wracking. You're nervous, they've obviously got to be nervous, to be honest.
What do you get out of being a volunteer?
I see some of the young girls with young kids, and I remember being there myself, and I had no one to phone, no one to help me. And that's basically why I got involved with it, because I thought if I had that service all those years ago, don't want to give the years away, then...
Well, I would think it was probably two or three.
I would definitely have phoned them, you know, yeah. Definitely.
Elizabeth, anyone that's listening to this thinking, do you know what, I quite fancy that. How do they find out more?
Well, you can find out primarily by going to the Hive in Edinburgh, talk to Maura Tate, and also we have our own numbers for Edinburgh, and the number is 07854... 538 250. SAFA also has its own website, which is SAFA.org. safa.org.uk, and SAFA is S-S-A-F-A.
Excellent. Well, Elizabeth and Noreen, thank you very much for your time today, and all the very best with SAFA in service.
Thank you, Mark.